So the other day I did a video that was inspired by an email that I got from John from Sweden, right? You can find that video right here. Here's the second video on this like little series. Now, John in his email was telling me how he had met this 18-year-old girl, and he's 37, and they'd gotten to know each other, wherever, work, school, whatever the fuck, and they developed feelings for one another, right? They were developing feelings for one another. I mean, she liked him, and he liked her, and he was wondering what to do, and I told him in a very measured and very very detailed email what exactly he should do. He should bang her. Fuck yeah. Instantly. Oh yeah, bang her as soon as possible. Close the fucking deal. Yes. Your girl has feelings for you, huh? She has feelings for you and shit. Now what does this mean? It means that she's attracted to you, right? She's attracted to you and there is the possibility of sex. But this is something very important that guys, many guys, especially indecisive guys, guys who don't know how to close the deal insofar as sexual attraction goes, right? These guys keep on, you know, doing the same thing of talking to the girl and developing feelings without escalating the physical intimacy part of the equation, right? And so what happens? The girl develops a case of emotional blue balls, and eventually she finds somebody else. Yeah. Yeah, because see, for a woman, sex and emotions follow one another. Sex and feelings for a guy, right? See, they follow one another and they are intimately related. See, sex follows the woman's feelings for a man, but also feelings follow sex with a man. And let me explain. See, it's quite obvious that if a woman has feelings, romantic feelings for a man, she's going to want to have sex with a guy, right? She's going to have sexual longings for that man that she has emotional feelings for, right? Ah, that's quite obvious. But what happens also is that, see, a lot of times, an emotional bond can be created, or let me phrase it, an emotional bond is always created after a man has sex with a woman. Yeah. It is always created in the woman, see? A woman who fucks some guy, she's always going to have feelings for the guy. And here's the kicker. The better the sex, the more profound the emotions. She's going to find herself even more and more attracted to a guy who bangs her good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because see, women are emotional beings, but they're also sexual beings. And the two are intimately related insofar as women are concerned. A guy can bang some girl and feel zero emotions for her. Oh, yeah. I mean, you go and fuck some hooker and you're not going to fall in love with her. You're going to think, man, she was a great hooker, great sex, and you'll forget about her, right? But a woman, no. I mean, she would have had to have had a lot of cock to be completely emotionally blasé about a man she sleeps with. And the fact of the matter is, the fewer men a woman has been with, the more attached she will become to the guy she sleeps with, right? And so if she has feelings for a man, and she will want to have sex with him, but if she has sex with a man, even if she's not that interested in the guy, or maybe she has sex with a guy because he's a substitute for somebody else that she really fancies, right? She has sex with that guy, and she will start to develop emotional feelings for him. Almost instantaneously. Now, I don't know. I'm sure that there's like scientific papers about this shit. I'm sure that, you know, some shrink or whatever the fuck has studied this, but it's a fact, okay? And if anybody disputes this, fuck off. I mean, I've got enough experience to know this shit, okay? I mean, there have been a lot of girls in my time that I've banged and I didn't really care for them, but you know, a lay's a lay, so why not, right? And then later the girl, well, you know, she's like wants to get married and shit. Oh yeah, it happens to me all the time. It happens to every guy all the time, okay? A woman's emotions will follow a sexual encounter that she has, okay? And so insofar as John from Sweden and his email, well, this is a key issue. Yeah, because see, John, you know, he met this girl and she's developed feelings for him, right? And so he's not closing with her. He's not banging her, right? And so the longer this blue balling of this girl goes on, right? the more it'll be that the girl will get sexually restless and wind up banging some other guy, if only to get rid of the sexual longing. And what'll happen is that her feelings of attachment for John will inevitably be transferred over to the man she banged. Yeah.
Sorry, in a very real sense, you know, it'll wind up being that John did all of the emotional heavy lifting insofar as getting this girl interested in him, but because he failed to bang her when the moment was right, well, which was, of course, when she said to him that she had feelings for him, well, when he failed to bang her, she started feeling blue-balled and started looking around for some other guy, winds up banging that guy, and all of that emotional connection that she had with John, she'll just unconsciously transfer over to this new guy who just showed up and reaped the rewards of all the bullshit that John was doing to get this girl interested in him. You see? Blue-balling a girl is exceedingly dangerous because you're gonna go through all this hassle of getting this girl to have feelings for you, potentially even fall in love with you. But, you know, a girl will never really fall in love with you until you've actually had sex with her, but that's for a different conversation. Anyway, you're gonna go through all this work to get this girl attached to you, right? But if you don't close the deal, sexually speaking, if you don't push the relationship into physical intimacy, then it will all have been for nothing, now will it? So the lesson is quite simple. Always be pushing for physical intimacy. Always. Always, you know, take her hand. Always try to get a kiss out of her. Always hold her body close to you somehow in whatever circumstance. Because if you don't escalate that physical intimacy, all of that emotional connection that you will have will be for nothing. And she will transfer that good feeling that she had for you, she will transfer it to some other guy who will be banging her. I've seen this shit countless times, I'm telling you. Now the problem is, of course, is that there are a lot of guys who just don't know how to escalate physical intimacy. They're great at this part about, you know, building a rapport with a girl. A rapport that can be emotionally intoxicating for the girl. I mean, she can be really crazy about you or the guy who does this, right? But, you know, the guy just doesn't know how to take that emotional intimacy and turn it into physical intimacy. Now, this is actually very important. It's converting. You got to convert the point. You got to score the point. You have no idea how many times I've heard of guys who had this really close emotional connection to some girl, but the relationship was platonic, and it went on for years, decades. I know stories of guys who were pining after some girl and were the girl's like fucking best friend for fucking decades, and the guy could never muster the gumption to take it to the next level, to close the deal. Yeah, because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about closing the deal. See, in business, it's actually hard. There are guys, or let me phrase this, there are business executives, very capable business executives, extremely capable business executives many times, who just cannot close a deal. They just don't have that gumption, that strength of character, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter, okay? You want to make it a negative or you just want to make it a deficiency, whatever you want to call it, they don't know how to close. And in point of fact, there are some guys who are exceptionally good at closing, and they are brought in specifically to close deals. They're called closers, yeah, because they know how to make it happen. They know how to put the signature on the line that is dotted, right? Insofar as sex is concerned, you got to master this skill. You got to master how to convert emotional intimacy into physical intimacy. And the only way to learn it is by practice, number one, and number two, overcoming your fear and pushing forward. Yeah, because see, a lot of guys to whom this happens to, right, they are terrified. They are absolutely terrified. And more to the point, they have this weird blindness. They don't realize that a girl who is emotionally interested in them will very easily slide into sexual interest in him. Oh yeah. See, because from a man's perspective, there is a big divide between emotional intimacy and physical intimacy. But for a woman, it's just a sliding scale, okay? a woman can be emotionally very interested in a guy, and, you know, without even realizing it, she'll slide into bed with the guy. Well, it happens all the time, you know? I mean, there are a lot of wives, for instance, who develop some emotional relationship with some guy, some random guy, right? Not her husband, obviously. And all of a sudden, she finds herself fucking the guy. And she's like, how the hell did that happen, right? She's not lying. She's not lying at all. It's a thing about women that the emotional intimacy and the physical intimacy are all on the same curve. For men, there's a divide, but for women, there isn't, okay? And that means that for men, it's very easy to turn an emotionally intimate relationship into a sexual one. All you have to do is, frankly, lean in and give her a kiss. That's all you have to do. Yeah, but this is hard for a lot of guys. Oh, yeah. It's hard for a lot of guys to close. It's hard for a lot of guys to push the emotional intimacy into physical intimacy. It's difficult. They have hang-ups about it. I mean, again, I'm not a shrink, you know, so I don't know where the fuck these hang-ups come from, but I do believe that they must be hardwired, because every guy I know has gone through this problem of being able to develop an emotional rapport with a woman, to get the girl to giggle at his jokes and to look at him lovey-dovey, but be unable to close. Most guys get through this hump, this gap, this divide, whatever you want to call it. They get over it in like middle school, high school. But some guys never get over it. Some guys have all of these girlfriends, these women who are their best friends, and they don't fuck any of them. No. They have these profound emotional relationships with 3, 4, 6 different women. Profound emotional relationships. And they're not banging a one of them. Yeah, because they don't know how to make that leap. So how do you make that leap? Easy. You just grit your teeth and just lean in and give her a kiss. Yeah, that's all you have to do. And it's hard. Of course it is. You know, it's a psychological block, okay? Because nothing is going to happen. I mean, if you have an emotional relationship with some woman, right? You're best friends, right? And you talk to each other all the time and shit like that. And she looks at you lovey-dovey and giggles at your jokes and all the rest of it, right? You know, she will welcome you leaning forward. If you lean forward to plant a kiss on her, she's not going to reject you, okay? You have to understand that she will not reject you, okay? And how do I know this? Because she's hanging around with you. She's got all this emotional intimacy shit with you, okay? The very fact that she's hanging around with you and has all this emotional intimacy shit means that she will welcome any physical intimacy with you, okay? And so what does that mean? It means that your fear is in your fucking head. It's not in the reality, okay? She's not going to reject you. She's not going to, you know, throw you a haymaker to the jaw. No, on the contrary, man. She's going to give you a great blowjob if you handle your cards right. Right? Yeah. But you see the problem here. It's your head. And you have to get over it. And how do you get over something? Fucking practice. Practice and gritting your teeth. Yeah. It's simple as that. Okay? Always understand something key about women. Women love to fuck as much as men. They most certainly do. They love to fuck just as much as teenage boys do. Oh, yeah. But see, the difference is the way to get them to have sex. See? A guy is interested in a woman, sexually interested, because of how she looks. A woman is sexually interested in a man by the way he makes her feel. If you make a woman feel emotional intimacy, that you are her best friend, you are the shoulder to cry on, the man who will hold her close when things are going south, well, believe me, she will be happy to fuck your brains out that very night. All that is required is that you lean in and close the deal.